speaking to ANI, head of Indian American National Foundation Anurag Verma condemned the attacks on the Indian American community.
The only commonality that I can really point to is the emotion. It's a combination of tension, fear, anxiety, and anger. It's almost hysteria. In terms of what types of attacks, you know, you have everything across the board, unfortunately. You have everything from verbal to physical to various types of physical, you know, whether it be one of the attacks, I'm not sure where it was, that I heard about, was a group of people and out, you know, nightlife kind of drinking was involved, and they picked, you know, a South Asian person, I believe, of Indian descent. You know, everything to, you know, to beat up on them. And then on the other side, you have the incident in McLean, Virginia, of the gentleman who goes to Starbucks. You know, goes to Starbucks every day. He's a high-tech worker, and you know, in the high-tech corridor, and he goes to Starbucks where he does every morning, except on this morning, the person in line with him just unleashes a verbal assault. I think at the heart of all of this is just a need to lay blame and a need to do something. You know, people, you know, some people who don't just like to sit and wait for the government to take action want to do something themselves for their country. And one of the incidents that I heard about was the attack was, where are you from? Well, India. Well, why don't you go back to where you came from? You know, that was definitely an attack on just foreigners. I think we're all proud Americans, and all of us, all Americans, are resolute in saying we're not going to let terrorism change us. You know, we'll be more alert and more aware, but they aren't going to do this to us. We need to remind law enforcement that there's no substitution for good police work. And it's in our country's constitution. Everyone has rights. And in the process of defending those rights against terrorists, we can't also infringe on them.